you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
No need for apology.
All right.
Can you turn my headphones off? Wait, no. Do I need to turn my headphones off?
I hear you.
Yes, sir. Well, it's your favorite goons.
It's the cousins back for another recess session here on No Need for Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Monroe Martin.
And we have another episode for your stinking asses. And today,
we got Carly Aquilino in this motherfucker. What's up, Carly?
Hi, how are Carly you guys?
Carly Aquilino, girl code pioneer in the movie King of Staten Island on the road.
Yep.
She was doing this shit. You got to understand, baby. When MTV was hot with the fucking codes, right. She was there.
Right. Yeah, I was there.
One of the codes, but I did it after y'all left, and it wasn't like...
No, you did it while... I think we were on at the same time.
You think?
I wrote it till the wheels fell off.
Bang, bang.
Then I was doing when the wheels fell off.
You was already there when the wheels was off.
I was like, yes, I got a girl card and guy card. And the wheels was like, whoop, 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 whoop.
You got there when the wheels was on some cinder blocks.
Yeah.
When girl card was on cinder blocks, that's when you got it.
Ain't no more gas in the tank. I was like, shit, okay.
Why is this not moving forward? Oh, it's done? Bird brain done moved on? Bird brain done moved on.
Bird brain done moved on. Shout out to Ryan Ling. Good guy.
Yeah. Good guy.
Well, what's up? How you doing, Carly?
I'm doing all right. I saw something very disturbing on my way here.
Okay.
Probably the most disturbing thing I could have seen. I was walking up the block. There was this bird that must have fallen or something when it was trying to fly. It was a baby bird, and it had a broken wing, had a broken leg. It was spinning, going down the street, like down the sidewalk, and a lady put it in a plastic bag, and she stomped on it.
God damn. Wait.
She took it out of his misery. That's her.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I'm like, she did the right thing, but I wish I never saw it.
That's not the right thing.
You know?
Oh, man.
How is that the right thing, Derek? Would you do that?
The bird was suffering.
But
I wouldn't. I'm a New Yorker now. I would have just been like, fuck that bird.
But you ain't going to let just nature take its course and be like, all right, well
but
let
it's
a
not,
cab
but,
hit it. Let a nigga, let a city bike run.
That's so funny.
Over.
That's nature. That's so funny. That's nature.
That's New York nature.
New York nature.
It's true. That's not really nature. That's just like a cab or a city bike or something. Yeah. So you got to do it. But I'm just like, I saw it and I was like, oh, God, I wish I never saw that. I could have gone my whole life never seeing that. I would have been great.
I think that's pretty fucked up because we put that rule on animals. We didn't even give them an option.
Yeah,
we didn't even let them choose. They have no say. We were just like, look, if we see an animal that looks like it's suffering to us, we killing that motherfucker. And what if the animal has determination to get home? What if it has like the will to see its family and it's just dragging along so its family can heal
it?
And then some lady just fucking grabs it and goes, not today, little bitch. And it fucking smashes it.
But if it went back to, if it somehow got back to its family, the mom would abandon it. The
but
moms
how do
don't
you know?
Because that's what they do. They're like, you're not strong enough to like you couldn't even fly and you failed.
Understand. Birds ain't humans. We don't just put you in the back room and start serving you plates of macaroni and cheese because you ain't got no leg, no arm no more. No, they get the fuck rid of you.
They just leave you to starve.
Yep.
So that was a very scary thing that I saw.
But let him deal with that rejection, then build himself back up and then fly back and show everybody.
Wow. Good luck. Good luck. You think these birds is built like us? No, they're not.
Right.
They're not.
They don't
have prosthetic parts for birds. They don't have little
We
mini
don't
birds.
Know. Right. We don't know what birds do to overcompensate.
I guarantee you there's a woman in a one-bedroom apartment in Williamsburg working on that shit right now.
100%.
Yo, there's fucking 100%. Dogs with wheelchairs. Of course
there's
fucking
dogs. That ain't birds.
But of course there's going to be fucking birds with like prosthetic wings.
I saw a three-legged dog today. There was a woman walking a three-legged dog. And I was like, see, that's nice. But birds, that ain't going to happen. Oh, I saw something fucked up on the train. Tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
This dude got on the train begging. Mm-hmm. You know, they all got their little style of it. But this one had no teeth. His nose was bleeding. I was like, oh, oof, man. Mm. And what fucked me up, he looked so beat up. He said, hi, my name's Kevin. Let's call him Kevin. I turned 23 today. I said, that's the oldest 23.
Damn.
I said, yeah. I said, God damn, life struck him bad. This motherfucker looked like 48.
God damn.
Missing teeth. I was like, all he needed was $3. And I was like, damn.
And did you give him the $3?
I didn't. I didn't.
Or you put him in the bag and fucking stomped him out.
I took the $3, put it in the bag, and then walked here.
You put him out of his misery.
I should have put him in a bag and stomped him out. That's what I fucking said anyway. That's
it's
terrible.
Fucked up. You know what else is fucked up that we do to animals? Because we always think we helping. Okay. Anytime I see those dogs and their back legs definitely don't work, and then they attach to that fucking little wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like... See, now it's like you're going to put a bird out of his misery, but you're going to let this fucking dog drag around half his body?
I feel like that's because the owner loves the dog. The owner loves the dog, and they're like, I can't.
So it's about ownership.
It's about like having that connection with them where it's like, if it's my
ownership
dog,
isn't
I'm going to.
Connection is ownership.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But it's like your family if you have an animal.
You don't own your family.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't.
But you own that dog, though.
Yeah, and like, so I'm loving that dog because that's what I purchased you for, nigga. Like, I love my cat because that's why I bought it. Like, I wouldn't get a cat. I'm not going to buy an animal and not love it.
How much you think that wheelchair costs?
Yo, like,
is there insurance that they're using? Like, some kind of pet insurance.
Yeah. Dog wheelchair.
People have it.
Bring
people
up a dog
insurance.
Wheelchair, Dylan. Please.
Can you please bring up one of these dogs?
And why? And tell me you really want this fucking dog running around with other dogs, potentially fucking hurt them because they don't know how to control them back legs, dragging that shit like a chariot.
Oh, no. It do like some chariot shit. Like, remember the movies?
Yep.
The Ben-Hurs? That dog is Ben-Hur. That's the Ben-Hur dog. That's the fucking... That's the gladiator dog. That's the you. Why are you not entertained, dog?
Like the only thing that'll make that cool is if you put a little doll on the back.
Oh shit! Russell Crowe.
See, look how happy it looks.
Are you not?
Yeah, but if you did it to a burn,
he'll be happier with them back legs working. But we like, no, let me fucking attach this.
They done made things
to
your back.
See, I'm happy that somebody's... Oh, my God. Really?
Because I'm fucked up. Why are you doing that to that damn dog? I'm not going to drag his ass around your house.
But look how much better it is with the wheels. It's so much better with the wheels. It needed the wheels.
The wheels.
Oh my God.
You know how,
you know
how progressive you got to be friends with the kid with the fucking dead leg dog?
That nigga come floppy tonguing it down the hallway. If you don't get this shit away from me.
I'm never spending the night over your house.
If you don't get this shit away from me. What if I sit up with no lights on?
Yo,
if I'm walking through the house with no fucking lights on, I'm gonna piss my fucking pants. Play that shit again. Play that shit one more time.
No.
Play it.
That thing, God. Imagine that thing chasing you.
Imagine this shit.
Imagine this shit fucking chasing you. That's how fucked up we are as people.
Oh, no.
Because we got rules.
No.
That deserves to be put down, too.
No.
He looked like, yo, I want to play fucking Savage to that draw. I'm a savage. Ratchet, bougie, nasty. It looked like he's doing the dance.
Oh, my God. But it needed the wheels. Somebody did a good thing. That dog is young and healthy, and it deserves a shot at life. Look how happy it is. Look how fast it is when it's not dragging its ass.
If you saw that shit coming at you at night, you'd be like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to do something. I'm about to hit this fucking paraplegic dog in the mouth because it's charging me like that.
Yo,
is it your fault if you kick it?
I don't kick it, but you do something. Put something in front of you like a trash can. You can't get around it.
I just think it's fucked up that we place these double standards on life. And it's like,
but
we see a mouse, we go rodent, and we go a dog. Like, there's
I'll kill a mouse. A mouse, what do they do for the world? They do nothing but scare me, and they're disgusting.
But don't they eat stuff? Like,
well, spiders, what do they eat?
Flies. Spiders eat flies.
Spiders eat flies, exactly. They're useful.
A mouse's purpose is to keep you grounded. Right?
Okay.
Because no matter the moment you start getting cocky and you start thinking you're better than everybody and you see a mouse, it's like, fuck, no.
Right. It humbles you. It humbles you for
sure. Yeah, like, I got mice. You got a secret now.
A mouse is like it's like that shit staining your drawers. Like, come on, bro. Come on, man. It's you was an adult. You wiping now, but sometimes you have a mousy fucking day. You got a mouse crawling around your dishes. I thought you was 35 or something, huh? Everybody have a shitty day.
A rat in a chair.
No!
Yo, get
a rat in a chair.
That's a big ass mouse.
Wow, that's big as
a rat. That's a rat.
That's
rat.
What we do.
No. Oh my God. And see, this person, oh, the tails are so disgusting.
This person.
Oh my God.
Whoever did this, it's like you're wasting your money here.
What?
Is that a tiny skateboard?
This fucking thing. Look at the legs that's dangling in the back.
Oh my God.
Look at the legs. They just did.
Oh, you got dead mouse legs.
They just did mice legs.
Dead mice legs?
No. Oh my God!
Look at
the fucking legs.
That is so disturbing.
Yeah, what are those things?
This is his legs.
Oh my God!
And this is fucked up. This is fucked up as human.
Oh
yeah,
as human.
Yeah, that's too much.
Up.
That's too much.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
I was thinking the same shit. That's the Island of Dr. Moreau.
What were you? What was it?
Do you ever see the Island of Dr. Moreau?
No.
It's a movie where a scientist basically like starts making like weird animals and people and all that.
Oh, okay.
But what makes it funny is, wasn't it Marlon Brando? That was the guy?
Yeah.
Love Marlon Brando.
And Marlon Brando basically is this weird scientist who makes animals and people mixed together. So they come out looking like that.
Yeah.
And now he mixes animal DNA. So now there's a big old island of animal people.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there's some. Val Kilmer goes there to do research, and he finds out this. You know.
Wow, what a cast! Val Kilmer, Marlon Brando.
Yeah, and a bunch of animal people. The 90s was weird, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. That's what people are privately practicing at their home.
Yeah.
They're getting these animals that should just be given back to God.
Given back to God.
Because that's what I call it.
Give it back to God.
If we're sacrificing it, what we're doing is we're giving it back to God and going, here you go, remake that shit.
Remember Avatar? When she was like, I don't want to do this, but she killed an animal and prayed over it and it went back into the soil.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what this lady did on 6th Street.
That's what she did.
That's what she did.
She put it in a bag and threw it in the trash so it ain't in the soil.
She tried to, but there's not a lot of soil in New York, so you got to stomp it into the concrete for it to get back into the ground.
You got to throw it in the Hudson.
She stomped it really hard into the ground for New York to flourish. This is why we're the city in the bubble.
Right, right.
You know, because there's white women out there killing birds to keep us from...
How'd you know she was white?
Because black women fucking walk past that shit. That. You know, the black woman does high-step it.
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
You're right. It was an older white lady.
Exactly.
Matter of fact,
could not have been more
Hillier.
On point.
Shout out to Chloe Hillier for telling us to high-step it at night when we're walking home because the rats be in the trash.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they come out and zip your feet, so you got to...
Yeah, and if you stomp on the way, I feel like that makes them like hear you, and that makes them scurry. If you're walking by the garbage, I always stomp. Yeah.
But what if you get the bold one? It's like, who the fuck?
Some
are
you of them really don't care.
But the bold ones only crawl up on the ones that smell like garbage. I've noticed.
Yeah.
Really?
Like on the train, you see them videos of the rat fucking with the bum because the bum looks like a pile of garbage. So you go, okay, that's why the rat. You know, that's why sharks eat, you know, swimmers because they're dressed like seals.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, okay, that's a seal. And they bite, oh, it's not a seal. So it's the same.
Yeah, apparently sharks don't like eating people.
They don't. Taste weird.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We taste strange to a shark.
Yeah.
We do. But if we're dressed like seals,
it's like camouflage.
A shark is going to be like, well, when in Rome.
Yeah.
You're going to get your ass beat.
It's like tofu. It's like beyond meat for sharks. They're like, oh, this nigga up here serving these little veggie burgers again.
He's like, it's not what I wanted, but I'll have it.
Like,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not the best, but I'll have it.
Yeah. It don't taste like the sea.
Yeah.
What's the... Yeah. Remember this one? Look, he was doing bad.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was doing bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, oh, God. All. That would kill me. I would never go on the subway again.
Yeah.
I would never be able to.
I'd go on the subway now, bro, but it'd be... I be seeing some stuff. There was a dude fighting the punch in the air when I was on my way here.
Yeah.
See, I feel like the subway's better than it used to be because nobody's really on the train. I feel like only the crazies are on the train. It'll be like all crazies and then you or me.
They're on the A to L, the A L and the six, the M and the R and the Q are still pretty funky. The seven's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Very classy train.
That's what I take. That's what I took care of today. Yeah,
the 7 is a luxury train, I would say.
7 is classy.
To a certain point,
that A,
you take the 7 to, you take the 7 past Junction, it's going to get sketchy. People get stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People get stabbed.
People get stabbed on that train.
You be seeing people sleep with the fucking shit on their pants. You be like, right. I can't stand on this. I can't get on this train. I'll take the next one.
Yeah. I'll go to the next cart. I'll always go to the next cart.
I'll take the next one, yeah.
Yeah.
They got this whole car to themselves. They smell it.
Right. Yeah, they deserve it. If you shit your pants, you're allowed to have your own subway cart.
This is you. This. You know what? I can't be here. This is all you right here. This is above me. I'm going to go ahead to the
next took it the day. It was fine. Everybody had it on their mask, and I was looking. I was like, y'all some bitches. Ain't nobody going to get on this train and take their mask off.
Yeah. I'm proud of everybody, I have to say.
I am,
I've been walking around going, wow, I'm surprised that people are really wearing masks just walking down the street. If I'm walking and there's no one near me, I'm taking it off.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm pulling it down until I'm near people. If I'm walking, it's hot.
Yeah.
And it can't be good to have a mask on all day. You feel like you need some fresh air.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what is that thing? Like, if you should be taking your mask down, because what is it that you can... it was a
CO2 poisoning, right?
Yeah, it was like, carbon monoxide, right?
Yeah,
carbon monoxide.
Oh, because that's what we breathe out.
Yeah, like some guy crashed into a tree. Like, he was driving with his mask on, and then he, like, you get dizzy and drowsy, and he fucking crashed into
a tree. I have a question. Why are you driving with your mask on?
Trust your car?
Yeah, like, you could just went like this, because all you really got to do is...
But now they're saying that shit is airborne.
Just bring your nose down.
It is airborne?
And now they're saying, I read an article the other day, and it was like, coronavirus is potentially airborne. I'm like, make up your mind.
Make up your mind.
Stop changing this shit. This is like a trans disease.
Yeah.
It just keeps fucking, a trans virus.
It's taking up all the colors.
It keeps transforming. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And it's something like, it changes every single day. They're like, you could get it from surfaces. Everybody's wearing gloves. You can't get it from surfaces. It only lives a short amount of time. And then they said it was airborne. Then they said it wasn't airborne. Yeah. And it's like, what is it?
And now they told people, the problem is a lot of people have died from COVID due to like respirators and shit like that because they treated it like a virus that just attacks the lungs and stuff like that versus it turns your blood into like slush and you can't, like, your body doesn't like function the same. And then you got somebody in a respirator and it just kind of like aids their death and they just die.
Oh, my God.
It's like a pneumonia, I believe.
So you're telling me the respirator slow cook you?
pretty much. Right. But yeah. Like, they don't put that, like, but now that, like, it's political season, like, you gotta find those articles.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be like, Trump. This shit killing people. Back to Trump,
right,
Trump.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I only like the news reports that help me. They say marijuana smokers are immune. I mean, like, you know what? That's the one I'm going with.
Right.
That's why I like the internet.
The weed smoke
sometimes
keeps your blood loose. That's what it says. Keeps your blood loose.
Back any of your horse shit. Anything that you don't want to quit.
It loosens the blood.
The internet, like, go ahead, man.
Except
keep doing heroin. It's good for you.
Except for the Juul. I've never read a good article about the Juul.
Yeah,
ever,
true.
Ever.
That's because they hate cigarette companies and they're trying to fucking make social media the new cigarette company.
Right.
So they're just going to kill.
Wow.
No, it's true, though.
It's
absolutely true. So they're like, yeah, we can do without that shit now. We got a new thing that people are addicted to.
Right.
So they're trying to stop them from growing at a rate that keeps them moving. That's old
money. Because I haven't seen them Truth commercials. Remember all them Truth commercials, all them protests where there was a rat and, this kills you. Or they put like a thing and they put mud on it and be like, that's what your lungs look like. Yeah. They don't do that shit no more.
Right.
They don't do
that
shit no more. They're like, keep doing it. Keep smoking it.
That's
they don't want kids to die. They don't care about old people.
Yeah.
It's appealing to kids.
Because it's cool. It's cool to kids. Like, kids are like, they smoke their Juul. I can't imagine if I was young and Juuls were a thing, I would be smoking when I was in sixth grade. Because it doesn't smell. You could do it, like, they probably go in the bathroom at school and smoke
it. You still get the same sensation from smoking a cigarette, right?
Yeah, kind of. It's like nicotine. I think one of these is a pack of cigarettes. Like, one pod is a pack of cigarettes.
And
the
how
same
often
amount of nicotine.
Does it take you, how long does it take you to go through one pod?
One pod, it probably takes me, like, 4 days.
So you smoke a pack of cigarette in a day, in 2 days. 4 days.
No, 4 days. Yeah.
4 days.
But like, I used to smoke a pack a day. Like, I did this to quit cigarettes, and I smoked so much for years.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm going to do this for a couple months. I've been doing this for a year and a half.
Yeah. But it's probably tastes better.
So much better. Cigarettes and you don't make smell your fingernails like it.
Stinking shit.
Yeah, it's so gross. It's so gross.
Yeah, man, because cigarettes with yellow niggas' nails and teeth.
Yeah. It makes you, and your eyes. Yeah. You ever see somebody with like yellow, like eyes? Damn,
like jaundice. Like they got scared.
They like inhale cigars, those people, I feel like.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they're jaundice. You won't fight a nigga with jaundice.
I inhaled a cigar by mistake.
You should always kill me. Yellow eyes, that motherfucker ain't got nothing to live for. That's the fight of your life right there. I've seen them scary niggas with the low top Air Force Ones tight with the yellow eyes.
You like this nigga? Got baby.
Not Jordan, but
Oh, that's right. Jordan does jaundice. Have jaundice.
But Jordan got jaundice in the motherfucker.
No, they don't. He probably got sickle cell. Don't sickle cell give you yellow eyes?
I think it's the cigars. No, he smokes.
Right, he does smoke cigars.
Oh, he inhales the cigar. I inhaled the cigar last weekend by mistake. I was at my boy Jared's elope thing. It was really good, and he passed out. They did a ritual when it was like champagne and cigars, so I took the cigar, and I just inhaled it to just get it lit, and that shit went.
Did you gag?
And I was like, ah!
Yeah.
No, I throw up every cigar party I'm invited to, every time. Yeah. I was like, well, you know, fellas, this will probably be 45 minutes till I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I love y'all. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
But I hate cigars.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
Mary J. Blige smoked them shits for like a long period.
But I don't get the sensation of just tasting it and then blowing it out.
It doesn't taste that good.
You don't do that? Smoke weed.
Right.
Because I could taste the weed, and I'm like, oh, that's...
You don't inhale weed?
Yeah, that's in, though, versus out, though, and I don't get sick, and I'm like a sommelier now. I can smell them and know. Oh, that's an indica.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good now.
I had to stop smoking weed. I got too paranoid.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I got too crazy.
You got no restraint.
Do you do the CBD?
Because we were talking about CBD.
The CBD is my shit. Like, I do the CBD pre-rolls.
Yeah.
It just makes you like...
Ooh. Oh, dude.
Yeah, it just chills you out. That's the best part.
It's not. It's just not the psychoactive. It's not the psychoactive part.
I like the psychoactive part.
You're
not
loopy. You're like, I'm chilling.
Yeah. Mm. That's the best part of weed.
Look, nigga, the fucking...
I like silver surfing. Do you understand that? When I smoke, I'm trying to go to the stratosphere, nigga.
It's the white claw.
Just feeling good, nigga. I'm trying to go to space.
Yeah, it's the white claw of alcohol.
Warp one. When they go, warp one, engage.
CBD pre-roll.
Warp one, engage.
A CBD pre-roll is the white claw for alcohol.
Yeah.
Because, like, white claw is cute.
Right,
it's going to give you a little buzz. You'll feel cool at the barbecue. Everybody's drinking Heineken. You're like, I got my white claw.
Yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me the fuck up, Scotty. If I get a bag of weed, they be like, this is going to beam you the fuck up. That's what I'm into.
That's so funny. I remember we were going to a show once on Long Island, and we were in the same car, one of Pete's shows, and you were smoking, and I was like, I never have smoked before I got on stage to do stand-up. It just, like, messes me up too much. And you smoked so much that I got high.
Oh, shit.
I remember walking into the green room like, what is happening? Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. But I think I, like, had the window open a little bit, and it just, like, the car was baked out. But you were, like, smoking, smoking. That was when he had that driver that would just, like, smoke with you.
That was Leo. Leo was a goofball, but like, beam me up. So I'm glad y'all got the CBD shit, but nah, bro.
That's so
not for you.
Funny.
Stratosphere.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So how high can you get before you, like when it comes to performing? What's the highest you've ever been performing?
Carly or me?
I've never done it.
You've never smoked weed?
No, I've never smoked weed before I go on stage.
Because you see, in order to smoke weed, you have to already be confident in your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you about to go, all right, I'm about to face all these strangers.
Exactly.
So I can either spaz out or I can ride this goddamn wave. And me, I'm a psychopath now with this shit. So I'm going, are you the Silver Surfer or are you a bitch? I'm a Silver Surfer. Yeah. You know what? What? You've been doing comedy too long to be bombing like that, nigga. Go find that. Go find the lane. And I'll be like, yeah. And I go up high, and then I shoot for the middle, and it always works.
Has anything ever happened where you're like, I'm too high to be up here, and you're
when
like,
I
gotta get
out? When I first started doing that, my boys was like, nigga, you going down the wrong path. Nigga, don't do that. You're going to embarrass yourself, blah, blah, blah. But something in me is resilient and goes, all right, I was too baked this time. Yeah. It was obvious. I couldn't make one sentence into another sentence.
Right.
But I gotta study better. I just gotta smoke better shit.
Yeah.
I like how you said smoke better shit is equivalent to studying.
So I'm like, I gotta study. I just gotta find that lane because I kind of like just being up there right. in the stratosphere. I'm like, all right. Because I don't want nobody to kind of think like me. I just want people to be laughing like, oh, what the fuck right. is he on?
Yeah.
This dude is hilarious. Where's he pulling the shit from? From the fucking stratosphere. Right. That's where I go. I go to space, get some jokes, come down, right. and present them to you. That's kind of my whole thing now. I'm an adventurer. So I smoke all the time. But the highest, I did Gramercy Theater on shrooms. Bad idea.
Ooh, yeah. On shrooms?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did Gramercy on microdose shrooms. I was like, damn, this shit is packed out too. I can do it. Did I went to energy though? Save. I killed because I went right into energy save mode. All yeah. old jokes. All jokes
yeah.
I knew. Anything new, I was like, I'm
autopilot.
Not going to.
Autopilot, yeah.
Let me just go autopilot. And I did it, but I was like, I'll never do that again. Because yeah. it was weird when I got off. I was like, whew. I was doing like one of those.
Yeah.
Going down the steps, touching the shit. Ooh, shit, nah, that was too high. But other than that, I'm fine. Because when the stand almost closed, yeah. I was on 80 mg. And I was yeah. like, all right, 80 is a good... That's a good level.
Yeah.
If I go past that, I'm going to be wonky.
Wow.
So 80 milligrams. If I'm doing edibles, 80 milligrams. If I'm going up smoking, I can smoke two before I go on stage.
Wow.
So smoke that, two pre-rolls?
Pre-rolls. Like I can smoke two pre-rolls before I go on stage. Because that's where I'm at now. If anything past that, I'm fucked. Yeah. So yeah.
Wow.
But a pre-roll is 1 gram, right?
Sure. Whatever. So if it's
2 grams to the face.
Either 2 grams to the face or 80 mg. Yeah. And that's, if I'm up there, I can still cook.
Yeah.
Past that, it's going to be a weird little show. It's going to turn into a one man. I'm going to put the mic down and start talking like Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah.
No, so yeah. But beat me up, Scotty.
It was definitely on the road for me. I would say when I was doing the road heavy,
mm-hmm.
I would always try to see how high I can get on the last show of the night.
Okay.
Like, so the last show of the weekend... Like, I would, like, either take an edible or I would, like, smoke and then I would just see how high. And I would let the audience know. I'd be like, yo, I'm fucked up. I'm high. But I'm coherent and I just want to see
this
shit.
But I'm here.
Right. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm here. And I think the highest was probably, I think it was in Seattle. Because I don't even remember the last show.
I'm proud of you. Seattle got weed everywhere.
Seattle, yeah.
I don't remember the last show. It was Denver. I fucking take that back.
Even worse.
Oh, I was God, having so worse. Much fun in Denver. I was having so much fucking
Denver's
fun
the best.
In Denver, yo.
Yeah.
Like, the shows were fucking amazing. And then people just, it was like people, they're like hippies. They were like, want some weed?
Yeah.
Want some weed? I got invited to all these fucking.
Wish that was me. Damn, I ain't been to Denver yet.
Go to Denver.
Oh, Denver,
dude.
They bring you weed. The crowd will bring you weed to, like, for after the show. And they'll just knock on the green room door and they give you, like, so much weed.
Yes.
And even people, like, a girl brought me tacos.
Yo.
Like, just random. They're just cool, like, just whatever, free spirit people. I have a hard time smoking. If someone's going to give me weed, I'm probably not going to smoke it.
Yeah,
I'll tell them, like, listen, I can't, just because I don't know what the fuck it is.
Red Cafe.
And I don't want to pass out.
But that's the Red Cafe rule. Don't you hand me shit that's already rolled up. I need to see that in that bag, bro.
Right.
I want it. Don't you, because you don't know what you're going, you don't know what you're smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
You would love it.
This is what I did. I took the weed that people, the weed and edibles that the people gave me, and I just gave it to other people.
Smart. Yeah.
Like, at the show.
Because, very irresponsible.
Smart. Yeah, because that's what I did. All right, so you've been to the comedy, what is it? The Comedy
Works, yeah.
And you've been to their condo.
Yes.
Their condo is like the fucking, it's like something out of the real world. Like,
yeah, it's
reality
shit.
Show.
I can't
it's
wait
to
see,
shit.
The world got to open back up because I
world,
still need to do
you need to do that.
Yeah.
So I like had like people at the condo. I would just have like people over. I'd be like, yo, here's my Google voice number. Come through. And people showed up. We play video games, smoke weed, and talk shit, and comics, and people over. And I would disperse that weed amongst them.
Okay.
And then the dispensary weed was mine. Because I got weed. Like, I think somebody came to the show, and they, like, do dispensary tour. So they was like, yeah, I'm going to take you to the dispensary tour.
Right.
And I'm going to record it, and everybody's just going to give you free weed. And I'm like, really? They're like, yeah. And I was like, why? They're like, because I'm recording it, and you're a comic, and they want some sort of publicity. So I went on those tours, and
that's
I had
so cool.
bags of fucking weed, all this shit. I got so high one time that I, like, dude, like, I called you, I think. I was like, yo, my fucking head is burning. I was like, my shit is fucking on fire.
Yeah. I remember that.
What did you smoke?
I did a dab.
That's why your head was burning.
Yeah. I did a fucking dab, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, I gotta go. I called the Uber, and I got to the hotel right before it really hit me.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, trying to get to the elevator, push the button.
Dude. Oh my God, that's the worst, because you're like on a roller coaster, you can't get off.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the worst, feeling like you're like, oh my God, I'm on this ride I don't want to be on right now. I don't know how to stop it.
Here's the beauty. If I could help, I'm still a new pothead, but I watch a lot of, before I was really smoking weed, I used to watch this show. I don't believe I'm about to tell you this, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch this show. It was anime.
Charmed?
Oh. It was anime. It was called, Fist of the North Star.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And basically the whole thing with Fist of the North Star, the reason he was as good as he was, that it was that select three fighters, two of them bad, one of them good. Kenshiro was the good one. He could use 100% of his mind. And I used to watch that before I was smoking and going, damn, he could poke holes in niggas because he just knows he can do it. I'm like, what if I could find a level in smoking where I can use at least 40% of my mind? So that's where I smoke to go, let me see if I can find another level. I'm not trying to get fucked up no more. I'm old.
Yeah.
I go, is there a level I could reach that nobody else can?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe with the weed, that would fuck over everybody else. That would have people all... I'm like, what if I could two change this shit and really just be that other guy?
Right.
So that's where I'm at now. Mm. So I smoke to go, let me see if I can find another level without being fucked up.
Yeah.
So I drink plenty of water. I'm always eating food. I always drink water and all that shit. Working out every morning. But when I smoke, I go, let's not get fucked up. Let's just go up.
Right.
And see if I can manage it up there. That's all. So it's just like, use your brain. I'll be like, let me think. Okay, so if it feels like a roller coaster, then where the fuck do I want the roller coaster to go?
Yeah.
Instead of being, all right, this weed's taking me on a trip. No. See if you can control the trip.
Right.
It's weird. Mm. I'm not saying I could do it all the way.
Yeah.
But I find myself.
That's a skill.
Yeah, I'd be trying to. I'd be like, all right, because I get stuck in the mirror. You ever get stuck in the mirror when you high?
Yeah.
You just walk by a mirror. You're like, you just start
and
thinking
you just
about your
look
career
at yourself.
And your life. And then you go, what the fuck am I? And I've done that. Year, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? You got tattoos now. What is wrong with you? And then you go, no. What's right about this? Like, what can this do? Can you be something better? Can you be this whimsical motherfucker that people, like, when you get on stage, people go, I got to watch him because nobody talks like him. Nobody acts like him. You that guy. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm still high.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, use your brain, Derek. Use your fucking brain. Don't get scared of this shit. It's just the weed. It's just the fucking weed. Be the great boy. And I'm like,
yeah, did you like fucking cropped in on his face when he was talking?
Be the weed.
No.
But no, that's just
because I was listening and I was like, I feel like he was talking to himself down.
That's where the hippie comes in. Yeah. That's where the hippie shit comes in.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, I'm high. Oh, I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be fucked up.
Yeah.
I want to be on another.
I can't handle it. I'll look in the mirror and just start crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always
crying.
And I
can say you're not, because it's just, some people just got it. Just, some people can manage smoke and other people,
right.
And it's not weak or strong. It's just like, it's drugs.
It took me like 15 years of smoking to realize that I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Like that's how long. And I was like, oh, but I like these things. Like it puts me to sleep. I don't sleep.
Yeah.
I don't sleep anymore.
Okay.
The only thing that ever put me to sleep was weed.
Okay.
But
why don't you sleep?
I just can't. I can't get my
artist.
Mind to relax. Yeah. I can never do
what
it.
What time are you going to sleep? I went to sleep today at 5.
I usually, I'm like, people are like, oh, I go to sleep late. I go to sleep at 1. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I go to sleep at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's bad. And then I wake up around like 10.
10. Yeah. 11. Yeah.
I get a couple hours.
Yeah. Same.
So I woke bad.
Up, go to 10, sleep 12. In the morning, still wake up in the morning. That's that artist
right.
brain.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. But that's not good for us, though.
Oh, it's so bad. I mean, they say like, if you get good sleep, you live longer. I mean, just sleep is everything.
But that's for fucking poor countries, though.
What?
They need something to sell you.
Yeah.
Talk about
they
a boy.
Fucking...
They need something to sell you. Talk about
what
it.
Those motherfuckers sleep all the time.
Do they?
These motherfuckers like, oh.
Talk about it.
you just gotta rest easy now. He's like, yeah, that's why your fucking country's still dying from.
Because everybody's sleeping.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's sleeping and not fucking working and working on curing shit.
Where are you talking
that
about?
Still see, eating grass. See, I don't know.
The best way to get through a third world country is to sleep it off.
Yep.
So right. When you wake up, you're like, well, like, I missed half of that goofy shit. Damn. Yeah, man.
I don't know. I just ran. I just get angry.
He said, that's for poor people. Yeah. Remember that shit on, what was that, that Mark Wahlberg movie where all of them was jacked? He was like, you know
who? Oh, Pain and Gain?
Yeah.
Oh, God, The Rock in that movie?
Yeah.
Woo, that's so really good.
Movie. He said, that was actually a good fucking movie.
Yeah. The dude they robbed.
Mackie.
Remember what he said, the dude they robbed? You know who created salad? Poor people. I was like, that's fucked up. I thought salads was healthy.
No, I thought so too.
Niggas couldn't afford all the meat and everything else.
Oh.
Just lettuce in there and a little mayonnaise. Now you gotta, you know, so I was like, I can see why that could be. Yeah. And then everybody bigged it up to make it some kind of crazy shit. But shout out to Sweet Green. I love that black people have remixed salad once again, made another remix and made me like something more.
Wait, Sweet Green is black owned?
Nigga, it's not black owned, but it's black staffed. I'll tell you that. And they be in there listening to Sade. Dancing,
I love Sweet Green.
Doing TikTok. Yeah. These black kids are so goddamn good. They be in a garden. Just imagine a bunch of happy black kids in a garden.
Yeah, that's what it look like.
Just chopping up shit to make it healthy. They all. Yeah.
You want some steel
They be
head?
Drinking acai like, berry water. You're like, oh, what?
Yeah, Sweet Green's the shit. I love Sweet Green.
I fucked with that shit.
My salad. Spicy cashew is the shit. I've been trying to eat better.
You're healthy.
I'm, you know, like the water healthy. Is, because I
sometimes
went on, help sometimes, but I went on one of them shroom trips when my eczema was flaring up and the shrooms was like, just stop eating sugar like that. And maybe you won't be cooking at night. And I was like, that was me though.
I told that nigga that shit.
Yeah. Stop eating sugar. Stopped cutting sugar. And then
things you feel better.
So fucking
I feel a
great.
Whole lot better.
How come sugar isn't outlawed or put in the
I
same
know,
category?
Just as bad as Coke. They say it's just as bad as Coke.
Oh my God. Sugar is so fucking dope.
They said it's just as addictive as cocaine.
Yeah. That gotta be a good torture, right? Fucking just sit there, put somebody in like a room and just fucking only give them sugary shit and just watch them just
crave
it
watch them withdraw.
The time.
Yeah. Ugh. I know, it's so weird.
Yep.
It's so weird and it's in everything.
Yeah.
Until you like after you watch a couple of those health documentaries, mm-hmm. you become
yeah.
you know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You realize how bad like sugar is, you realize how bad carbs and all that stuff. The more you watch it, you're like, "Oh, what have I been doing to my body?" That was like when I was a kid, I ate so much sugar.
Yeah. Me too.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we ate sugar just because that's all our parents knew.
Yeah.
That's all the older people knew. They were just like, I don't know. Eat this and shut the fuck up.
Carly, I want to inform you that in a black household, when wheat bread came out, that was the pinnacle of health.
Yeah.
Remember, when wheat bread came out, it was like,
wait. Yo, wheat bread was like the top notch.
That was the top notch of health for black people.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when my mom was having a conversation with her. He loves it. You know, maybe wheat bread is the new wave. Come find out. Your body can't even process
right,
wheat.
Right, right.
Like,
they just tried to fucking make it seem like it was better.
Kids come in all fucked up. Well, I thought it was the wheat bread. Nah, it's clasping to your fucking intestines.
And there's so much sugar in wheat bread. That's why it's so good. Because it was sweet.
Yeah, and it's dragging itself down your intestines. That's why the fuck you feel bad. Yeah, no, that was what it was. Wheat bread was supposed to be the health kick.
What was it in Italian homes? Because you're Italian, right?
Yeah.
Full-blooded? Like, mom and dad are both Italian?
Yeah, okay. I'm Sicilian and, like, my great, like, some other stuff mixed in. Like,
so I know gluten-free pasta was like a smack to the family's face.
Yeah. Yeah, we never. I don't even think my family's ever had gluten-free anything. I'm trying to think of what the thing was. Definitely when whole wheat stuff came out, I remember my
you remember
parents.
Whole wheat?
Yeah, I remember them
wheat.
Being like, "This is like the healthy stuff," like as if it wasn't bread.
Yeah,
you know, like it's still bread. I'm trying to think of what else. I don't know.
Mm.
We were pretty healthy for the most part, you know? But
they're
weren't
not
on
like
some
fat
shit
Italians,
like...
They're like in shape Italian?
They're healthy, yeah. Okay, my family's healthy. But, I mean, my parents kind of got on everything way after. Like, they got a DVD player like 4 years ago.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And they just got Netflix a couple years ago. Yeah,
that's
I know.
Your fault.
Yeah. That's my bad. I'm the one that made them get Netflix. I'm like, you gotta get this. My dad's like, what do we need that for?
Yeah.
We have cable. And now they watch it every single day. They're like, I can't even believe that we never had this.
Jeez,
it's so weird when you get used to it.
Yeah.
You can scroll down.
Siblings?
Yeah, I have two brothers, two older brothers.
And like, y'all just let your parents watch DVDs now?
I mean, they watch Netflix now, but like they were the last ones to get everything. Yeah. That's just what type of family they were, you know?
Yeah.
But that's cute though.
Yeah.
They're cute.
I feel like people love their parents now. Like people like watch their parents get old and it's like,
oh, I know, it's so sad. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you see people like, look at my parents, they're so helpless.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it looked like when I look at it. They're like, look at them, so fucking old. Now I'm showing them off like they're babies.
But it's so true.
But that's the reverse. Yeah. That's how it happens.
Yeah, that it's so sad though, because you don't appreciate them being young when you're a kid. You don't realize, like, oh, when I was a kid and I thought my parents were old, they were my age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're fucking taking care of you when they could have been getting
And two other kids, exactly. When they could have been going out partying. Like, what were you guys doing? You know, you missed out.
Yeah.
But it was just so different then. I feel like my parents got married when they were like, my mom was like 21, you know, different times. But it is weird getting older and watching them kind of grow and you're just like, oh.
You understand what cute. Old really is, man.
Yeah.
Because when I was young, my mom was in her 30s.
Right.
So I was cock blocking, doing all kinds of shit. Yeah. Niggas wanted to come over. I was like, nope, got to play with me first, motherfucker. What's up, man? What's your name? John? Good to meet you, man. Yeah, I know that you want to talk to her. But hey, man, have you seen the... I was such a block.
God damn. And
I didn't remember even know
being
it.
A block, and I didn't even know I was being a cock block. And
that's
then my mom
so funny.
Dated so many less dudes because she loved me more.
Yeah.
That was the beauty of it. Like, my mom actually loved me more than these goof niggas. So yeah, being single, you see it different. Like, I didn't see both of my parents progress together. I saw them progress apart.
Yeah.
So... my mom had a different level of success as my dad had a different level of different successes, but they both succeeded. But my dad was married to some woman I didn't know. And then my mom was just by herself. So I was like, how the fuck? So I never really saw them get old per se. Like my mom kind of had to step it up.
Yeah.
You know, riding bikes. My mom was always doing the road because, you know, she had a son to raise. And my pop is working out over there. So it's like never really old. I just saw them get a little more swaggy.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, look at the both of them. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I guess that's how I progress.
The older you get, you realize being older is cool.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like, oh, they're old. It's like you've lived such a life. You've had all these different experiences. Yeah. You're so much smarter.
Yeah.
I look at 20-year-olds, I'm like, what are you? How do you even get around? I don't understand.
Man. I remember my dad, when he used to leave the house, we would go somewhere. He'd go reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For half a block. I'm like, this is the coolest shit ever. He just pull out and go backwards all the way out the neighborhood and then swing around. And I'm like, well, how the fuck?
Why?
Like, why?
Because
because my pop was a fucking show off. And I didn't see it until now. I'm like, I'm the way I am.
Yeah.
Because this the nigga that does the reverse.
Yeah. Right.
You ever see the dude to do like this? Yeah. All the way out the neighborhood?
That's a cool move. That's a cool move.
Him, the swing around, fucking driver's gloves.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, what the gloves?
Yeah. I'm like, that's the dopest shit.
Yeah.
Like, my pop is cool as fuck. And then just to watch, this is because it's from the Air Force.
Right.
He was the show off in the Air Force. I'm like, he was crew dog. He had a nickname. I got a nickname. Like, that whole.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Yeah, you see your parents, you go, oh, all right. Okay, I get it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
As you age, because your brain, you go,
yeah.
When that's where the fuck that's from.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And when you're a teenager, you're like, oh my God, you're so embarrassing. Get away from me.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Why are you reversing down the block?
That's,
you know?
That's cool, though.
And then when you get older, you're like, that's cool.
That's some ill shit. And it was a Beamer. So it was like, all right, that was ill how he did that.
Right, right.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Because my pop was cooler than me when I was a kid. I was just like, I walk around my little outfit on, my little you're still growing outfit.
Right.
So I don't get the fly shit, but he's grown, so he wears the fly shit. And I'm walking around like this little goofy chihuahua next to this cool ass bulldog, walking to the mall. All the girls want him. Don't none of them want me because I'm only 9. Like,
that's so funny.
But my pop is out here killing. I'm like, this nigga's killing. Smells like cologne. I just smell like whatever the fuck. Brush my teeth.
You think it
smells
like applesauce?
I'm not ready yet. I'm still a little...
Applesauce and Power Rangers.
A little lump of clay. I had pancakes and apple juice this morning.
And you're like, I'm cute.
Nah. Pops was out there getting them. Pops was like, what's up now? Just say hi to all the girls. She's like, who is this nigga, man?
Dope.
I want to be this dude when I grow up. Yeah.
What was the first article of clothing that you remember getting and being like, this is the coolest thing
my
ever?
My pop bought me a pair of Fila's.
Oh, Fila's the shit. Yeah.
When they was first out. Because he got me Jordans the next time, but he didn't give me Jordans starting off. This pair of I kept putting them back in the box. I ran holes in them shits because I thought they was the flyest thing.
Bring them up. I want to see them. What's the name of them?
I don't even, nigga, Fila.
What year?
Fila bring made up a year. Million. 90,
they was before the Stack House.
Okay.
So, some other, nigga, I don't even remember these shoes.
Oh, all right.
But nah, man. Pops was always pretty flip. Those
are a nightmare.
You own these?
No, of course not.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I hate these sneakers.
I hate them.
I found out this shoe is the new clear heel.
Yeah.
It is.
The hoes wear them clear ass feel like. Yeah. Nigga, that's the new hoe shoe right there. I've been watching that shoe.
Yeah.
That goes on a girl who gorks. That's a gorker shoe right there, bruh. That's the clear heel. That's the new clear heel. I've been walking around, be like, yo, any girl that I hear, man, fuck y'all niggas. I be fucking bye bye. Them joints on. I'll be like, oh! That's the new clear heel.
Yeah. Fila came back, made that one shoe, and everyone bought it.
Yeah, that's the clear heel.
Everyone bought it. I know.
I don't get it.
If a girl got a pair of tights on and them, sheesh! She got a DJ boyfriend and she's gonna fuck around with you anyway.
They're ugly though.
They're so ugly. Oh, and they don't look good on. They don't look good with anything.
Nothing.
Clunky. Oh, God.
But people are trying, and I commend that. I applaud that shit. Yeah. Like, go ahead and try, man.
Thank you for asking me.
A mini fridge on your foot.
Thank you for asking me for a mini fridge.
That's like a mini fridge on your foot. Them clunky white feel. All the girls that walk around talking about they suck the best dick, they all wear that shoe. I've been seeing it like, that's the shoe. Right. That's the shoe.
Oh my God, look how big that one is.
Yeah, I didn't want to disrespect Carl because I was like, I'm going
to
shit on
that. I love that you asked me first. I wanted to say thank you for asking me first.
You don't wear before, that shit.
Imagine I was just like, I have them on right now, and you're like, girl.
Absolutely.
that's the one.
Kick right there,
that's
bro.
That's like one of those trends. You're just like, stop doing it, you know? Man.
That's the Keds. These are the new Keds.
Yeah.
Remember the Keds? We used to call the Keds Keep On Eating Dick Shorty.
Really? Wow.
Keds used to stand for Keep On Eating Dick Shorty.
Really? No,
you didn't know that.
I never knew that.
Chaps could have had a polo shirt. Keep On Eating Dick Shorty. There was another one, but I forgot.
Pontiac, poor nigga could have had a Cadillac.
That poor nigga could have had a Cadillac.
Shit.
I had a Pontiac, damn it. Yeah. I had a 95 Pontiac when I was 23, yeah.
Wow.
Shit turned into a couch. It was crazy. Since you lift up the middle, it was a whole front
seat. That was a big car, the Pontiacs, like the wide ones. Mm-hmm.
Grand Prix, 95 Grand Prix, crazy.
Yeah.
I don't make shit like that no more.
That was my first really running car, because I had two before that. I had a car before that didn't do shit, but that Pontiac got me places. Mm. Joe Mack, you remember Joe Mack?
We used
to go to gigs in that goofy ass car. Yeah.
Cute.
How have you been dealing with the quarantine? Because I don't see you. You don't really fuck with the road like that now, right?
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't been. You know, whatever was booked is canceled, and I've kind of just been chilling. Like I've been staying at home and just trying to push through.
Yeah,
but it's been. I haven't done like much outdoor shows and stuff like that. I've just been hanging out, you know?
You don't fuck with the outdoor shows? You don't like them?
I haven't tried any yet. You and I were talking about it, and you were telling me the good ones to go try. Yeah. I'm gonna see.
If that's definitely a scratch.
I definitely feel the itch, yeah.
Makala had one, and that shit was kind of dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had one this past week, and that was
Saturday.
Dope.
It was Saturday.
Sasha has one in the park. And then want to stand up New York, and that's kind of fire. Yeah, so
I feel like everybody's finding their flow.
And they fuck with you at the stand too, right?
Yeah.
Hit up Pat because they go from Wednesday to Sunday, you can sell out with 30 people.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's kind of finding their flow. Like in the beginning, it was very much everybody was just trying to figure it out. Like, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm, Let's go stand on the top of a car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which I think, I mean, you got to make it work. Yeah. You got to figure it out. But it seems like everybody's just been.
Yeah,
you know,
shout out to
it's been getting
better. J Nog. for being trendsetters like that.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, Che brought me back to New York.
Right.
He put one picture of him in Long Island City with a crowd and then everybody standing
there. Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
In a parking garage.
He did like that outdoor show.
I'm coming.
He sent you that picture?
No, it was on Instagram because that nigga don't even post that much.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that, I said, I'm getting the fuck. I'm going back to New York City.
Yeah.
And then it was the next week I left. Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
And Jay Nog has a nice show. I told you about that. Yeah.
I'm opening for his Goofy special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
He had a good, it's like you performing for cars, but then right next to you is an actual audience too.
Right.
But then the cherry on top is the motherfucker got you on a radio station. So they can hear you in the car.
That's right. Yeah. That's the one I heard was really good.
And they flashing you laughing, carrying on. Yeah. So it's different, but there's enough for you to be like, I'm gonna be up here doing jokes.
Yeah.
I should do it soon too, because I feel like when it gets cold out, what's going to happen? They're not opening these clubs back up. It's going to be crazy.
They're going to do,
I'm telling you, they're going to, not the clubs, but they're just going to do more illegal fucking.
It's going to be illegal shit.
It's going to be like the roaring 20s.
The 20s. It's going to be the 20s all over.
But right now is the time to really be who you are.
Yeah.
Like whoever you want to be on stage, be that. Because when the world opens back up, there's going to be a new group of comics that is going to be wrecking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how Lenny Bruce and all them, they had to do like these private, little quiet
like obscure shows.
I'll do shows for the mob again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done it. Me and Rose doing it in Philly.
Really?
That's it. Chris Cotton got rest
of goofy restaurant shows.
Yeah.
It's ran by the mob. Like it's a cover up, but you be in the front with the little, they give you spaghetti, $100. You know,
we did. I'll do those again. Me and Chris Cotton used to get us booked on something.
Philly, he got Philly, me. Philly is crazy, bro.
I think it was me, you, Chris Cotton, Conrad, and probably Foley, and we were doing this show for the mob. They didn't call themselves a mob. It was just a bunch of Italian men, fat, dressed up, no women present. And
gold on,
gold on everything. Love a lot of heart pats on the back, shoulder grabbing,
kissing on the cheek, right?
You're good, good guy. But they fed us, and then as soon as we got done eating, they was like, "So who's going first?" Like literally, you have to stand at the head of the table and do your act.
Oh my god!
Were you there? You were on that one. It was two. It was two shows. It was a steakhouse, and then it was one in South Philly.
That's too full to be performing.
But you gotta go ahead. You got to earn the rest of that.
He's like, thank you for the food.
Right.
And you can kind of make jokes. Don't say it directly. We'd be like, yeah, man. It's good I'm here. I'll be glad when I can get the fuck out. And they would laugh. He kind of understands, but just don't say shit. Yeah. But yeah, we did all of them. Yep.
So they were a good crowd for the most
part. Awesome crowd.
Absolutely.
The Italians looked the blacks out.
Yeah.
Because they know. Because even if they were racist, if you listen to a bunch of hip hop, the Italians either liked us because all our babies were addicted to crack when we was born.
What?
But nah, because that's how the Italians go. The nigger baby is born addicted to crack, and I love that. That helps my sales. Right? That was that one side. That's the 70s, 80s. And then when it got to the 80s, 90s, they're funny. They would probably be really fun for some of us to watch. You know,
is that true, Carly?
I don't.
Does your family think nigga babies are born
if you listen to all the shit I listen to, all the mobsters love when the nigga baby was born because it was already addicted to crack because the moms was on crack. So the 70s,
80s. Why would they enjoy that?
Because they ran the block. That's like,
ain't nobody buying crack for no baby.
They wouldn't buy. Right. They wouldn't feeding crack to the Italian neighborhood. They was feeding the crack to the black neighborhood because they knew.
Interesting.
All right.
I'm oblivious to any of this.
Yeah. No. I'm into that whole the drug game, the rap game, the 80s, the 70s hustle versus the 90s hustle.
Right.
I watch all the movies. Paid in Full. What's the name?
Yeah.
On American Gangster.
Yeah.
He had to pay off the cops because the cops was on the payroll and they were Italian. Right. So he was like, oh, shit, this whole thing is about.
Yeah, and I feel like that happens a couple times in The Sopranos where they have connections and all of that stuff. So, I love The Sopranos.
Yeah, me too.
The best.
One of the better show.
I've never gotten to The Sopranos.
Oh, you would love it. You would love it. It's so cool.
Bronx Tale, Godfather 1, Godfather 2. You see how they feel about us.
Yeah.
Don't like us, but they tolerate
us
a little bit more.
Is that true, Carly?
Maybe not you.
I don't feel that way.
Every time you say something like that, I'm going to just go, is it true, Carly?
Nah, man.
Can you speak for your people,
the blacks
please?
And the Italians, especially in New York, they got a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There's a relationship between the Italians and the blacks in New York history.
Yeah.
It was up and down. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to wage war. You're my friend. I love you. But there was a relationship. There was a huge relationship between the Italians and the blacks coming up in New York. It's great. So watch Bronx Tale. Bronx Tale is a big, that's a big
I
one.
Love the Bronx Tale.
Calogero.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened to that kid? Every time I watch this movie, I'm like, where is this kid?
He was in jail.
Wait, he's in jail?
Yeah.
He did something fucked up. Yeah, he's in jail.
What did he do? Like something tag bad. Stuff or what?
Nah, I think it was some like, physical shit. Wasn't it assault charge or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny because he's one of those people. Every time I watch, I'm like, what happened to this kid? How did he not pop off after this? You know?
He should have popped off because he was good and he had movies.
Right. That's like a huge, I mean, A Bronx Tale is a huge movie. Imagine being like 8 years old, you're working with like Robert De Niro. You know what I'm saying? Robert De Niro was so good in that movie. Yeah, I love that man.
Yeah, he was
good. Banana nigga in jail.
Not De Niro.
Not De Niro, the other dude.
No.
Yeah.
Calogero.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Calogero?
Calogero.
Doing the Calogero.
I thought it was Calogero.
I thought it was Calogelo.
Calogero.
Calogelo.
But everybody
bring it up. See, right? Bring it up. Let's see. Is it Calogero, Calogero, Calololo?
Bronx Tale.
I'm trying to find this person.
Bronx Tale. Just type in the Bronx Tale.
Type in the Bronx Tale.
I thought it was Calogelo. What do you think it is, Derek?
I thought it was Calogero.
And I thought it was Calogero.
I think that Derek is actually right.
Calogero.
Calogero.
Calogero. Now, what made it funny is because...
Wait, let's see.
I don't know what I'm looking for. So y'all
type in the Bronx Tale. Go to WebMD. Yeah. I mean, it's at WebMD.
There you go.
Calogero.
Calogero.
Calogero. You were right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Calogero. Wow, Lilo, look at that guy's head.
Oh my God, he's got a criminal head.
Why does his head look like that?
That's a criminal head.
Dude, that's a criminal head.
He got the whole plan up there. I can see the entire plan. That is a crime head.
Why the fuck?
That boy got a head full of crime.
Yo.
What
Jesus
did he do?
Christ.
Wow, that hairline is suspicious. Yeah. Wow, look at the neck, too. Yo. The neck is suspicious. Wow, okay.
That's fucking crazy.
What did he do?
Yeah, what did he do? What did Calogero do?
Wow. That is a strange... Wow. The evolution of this guy's hair.
Well, he got muscles now, so he probably did something...
Got a muscle head.
With guns.
He got a muscle. He's got muscles. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get, like, when your hairline no longer is a hairline,
buzz it.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah, you gotta buzz it or get the surgery.
Yeah.
If you get the surgery, it's all good.
Addiction to violence.
Yeah. Addiction...
House of Prano, Star Lilo.
Oh, he's out of prison now.
Ascended into addiction.
Wait, he was on The Sopranos as well?
Yeah.
Was he on The Sopranos?
I remember.
Calogero was on The Sopranos?
Wait, was he her boyfriend, Meadow's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Something like that,
what
right?
What season was that? If I had to figure out, yeah, but no.
He was like
in
all the
Italian shit. He was that character.
He was that guy.
Broke into a house in Bronx to try to steal prescription drugs.
To me, I'm like, really, dude?
Wait,
28 years.
Shot it off. Wait.
Shit.
Whoa. Shot the officer dead. God damn.
That boy a cop killer.
And he's out of jail now, and he killed a cop.
Out
of here.
God, that's a cop killer face.
This man is out of jail.
That's wild. Give it up for him. Sheesh.
Right? Yeah.
A whole cop killer, bro.
It says he'll always be a murderer no matter what the jury says.
Damn.
Wow.
Rikers.
God damn.
He did Rikers 3 years Island. In Rikers. That boy got medals in crime.
Overdosed damn. on four bags of heroin and 20 morphine sulfate pills.
Dang. Why? How did he get that?
He's never going to die, this guy.
This dude is a beast. Both expressed this morning.
Wow.
They said, sheesh.
Damn.
He's almost 11 years sober.
At first, I'm like, oh, they arrested him for stealing prescription pills, whatever. And then it was like, say that he shot an officer first before you say the prescription pills thing. Yeah. I mean, the prescription pill thing doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah, they dropped the pills. See, they always going to look out. If Calogero was
black,
El Negro... he was a Colombian.
They would have set it up like this. He woke up in the drug infested neighborhood. His mom was on crack. He went to school hungry.
And that's why he shot that cop dead in the face. You see, it's fun.
They bring up your whole past, they bring up everything.
Man,
man.
I cannot believe I never knew any of that about that guy.
Yeah, he was, he went down a weird road. Yeah. The acting early, man.
Is
acting
that early. I say that all the time.
Acting
these
early
kids.
In the game, and the ones that only make it are the ones that keep acting through it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the
Justin Timberlake. Right?
Wait, what Justin Timberlake do? Jennifer Lawrence.
Justin Timberlake made through. Like, he's normal. He kept going. You know, he was on the Mickey Mouse Club when he was like a kid. He was like a little kid.
Who you gotta find somebody to manage your riches while you're young so you can be sort of stable when you get into your 20s and
90s. Yeah. That's also the thing too. Their parents steal from them, their managers steal from them. I know. I love him though. Macaulay Culkin.
But nah, bro, that was a weird middle in there because
that was weird.
You got to understand. That boy was the number one dude when Home Alone came.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he was friends with Michael Jackson. Like, he was a superstar.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Which is so weird.
I don't got no kid friends.
Right. This nigga was, he was our, nigga, that was our Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
We was like,
yeah, true.
Like, nigga, when my mom, because I'm from the Burbs, my mom took me to the premiere of this
shit. Oh, wow.
And when he went like this, that.
Yeah. I liked Home Alone 2 better than Home Alone 1.
Home Alone 2.
My mom took me and all my friends, got a role in the movie theater.
Wow.
We were in there.
Oh, that's
losing
so fun.
Our fucking shit.
Yeah. That show, that movie was such a hit because it was every kid's dream. Dude. It was everyone's dream. You can eat whatever you want. Your family's out. You're trying to fight the bad guys. You're setting up booby traps.
But
it's like, what a better movie.
But you got
100% you would die immediately.
Family Guy made teased that. Yeah. And they did all that. And then one of the dudes just shot the kid. Yeah. On the Let's go rob his house.
Exactly.
But nah, bruh. When the boy said, when he took the rock and he wrote the note to the toy company man, he was like, another Christmas in the trenches. I said, this nigga's fucking.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's everything.
Yeah.
Macaulay called another Christmas. In
everything.
The trenches. Boom. And threw it, broke the wall. I was like, this nigga's a hero.
That's one
he was
of my
a
favorite
badass.
Movies. I watch that shit every Christmas.
Of course.
I watch one and two every Christmas. And do not, I'm telling you, don't sleep on three. Do not sleep on
Home Alone 3.
You really give it
the little guy.
Home Alone 3 is a, you can't look at it the same. Don't look at it as a continuation of Home Alone 1 and 2. Look at it
Well, then why is it 3?
But just look at it as its own thing. I know. It was
Home Alone again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, still Home Alone.
Still Home Alone with another kid, with a new kid.
Yeah, I don't want the new kid. I don't want the new kid.
Wasn't the new kid the kid from Liar Liar?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But
he wasn't as great as Macaulay.
He wasn't. But the pranks and all that shit was just as good, and it was a good futuristic twist on Home Alone.
Right. Alex Pruitt. This kid was in everything. This kid better still have money. 3015 Washington Street. Abort. Evacuate the area. See, now they're putting British people in it.
That's
I don't like that.
I'm telling you, it did its own thing. It was like,
this kid was so cute, though.
It wasn't a false alarm. There was a guy in the house. He had two lookouts, new driver, and a gray van.
Apologize to the chief and go up to your room.
Excuse me for being a good citizen.
Where's this kid now? Where's this kid?
Stay in the family. Well, wow, you know where ScarJo at. ScarJo!
Wow.
That girl, the Black Widow. See,
I'm telling
see?
You, don't
sleep. She's in this?
Yes.
She kept
like,
it. See?
Do not sleep on Home Alone 3.
Okay.
I'm telling you. All
right. Okay.
People slept on Home Alone 3. It was a legit movie. Right? Watched it. I was like, yo.
Monroe, you're so passionate
about this. I remember watching this when it came on. It came on like HBO when I was like younger. And for some reason, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't go outside or whatever. And
right.
I sat there and I watched this movie. And I was like, this shit is good.
Wow.
This is an actual good movie.
That's wow.
So funny.
But if you look at it, because at first I was like watching. I'm like, oh, Macaulay, where's
right.
the sticky wet bandits? Where
right. Where's Joe Pesci,
yeah,
honestly? Where's Joe Pesci?
But they did it.
He clearly didn't do much else.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did a good job.
Yeah, but look at his little
he Tarzan. He did some work.
Oh, he stinks as an adult. He should have stayed a kid. His face got all pointy.
He looks regular. He looks regular.
Look like a hobbit. If you don't get out of here with your Lord of the Rings face.
Look how cute though as a little kid. He was
as a kid he was great. You should have stayed a kid, nigga.
That's so funny.
Right.
You should have stayed a goddamn kid, bro. You was good when you had the little bowl cut.
Right.
So, like Nikki
movie.
From Fresh Prince.
I'm gonna watch it because Scarlett Johansson's in it. I feel like that gives it credibility. You know, but usually I don't like
ScarJo, the horse whisperer. Jack,
watch it. They definitely tried. Here's the things where you go, all right, I see that y'all were trying to add elements in of the old ones into this one. Like the element of him having the sister and the brother, and he kind of reminds you of Macaulay Culkin's sister and the brother. I'm like, you could have flipped it. You could have did something else.
Yeah.
But the technology portion that is like, all right, we got this kid who got a gift, and the gift has like this chip in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's the storyline. That's the arc.
They're trying to get this chip back because it's like spyware.
So was he actually ever home alone?
Yeah, because he was sick and his mom went to work.
It
was like he was sick and it went on.
It's good, but
through
it's
the week
ain't.
It didn't go on through a day like whatchamacallit did. But it was like a day in the life. It was like it was like a week.
Right.
But you gotta understand, man. Kevin McCallum, his whole family didn't like him.
His whole family didn't like him. He had the world against him.
And then he had his brothers and sisters. His real brother in real life was an asshole.
You're not getting that with this. You're not getting the uncle aspect. You're not getting comedy from all angles when it comes to inside the house of the family. The comedy really comes from the three people. It comes from the three bad guys. That's where all the jokes and stuff come from. And then it's like they try to definitely make it more of a diehard movie for kids.
Yeah, they had Bourne villains. Yeah. Those are Bourne villains.
Bourne identity.
You got to understand, Kevin McCallister said, man, fuck Buzz. Remember when he was going to his room?
Yeah.
Buzz's girlfriend, Wolf.
He was cool. He was cool. He deserved all the fame he got.
When he put the spider on Bull face.
Oh my God, the tarantula.
It was like, put that tarantula there. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you this question then.
Okay.
A dumb question, but I need to know where you stand. Austin Powers, Man of Mystery, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, or Austin Powers, Gold Member?
The Spy Who Shagged Me, for sure.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Second one was awesome.
It was awesome.
Second one was
It was awesome,
awesome.
And I feel like it was the most quotable. I think that, I mean, I love all the Austin Powers movies.
I love all three of them, but that second one, bro.
That second one was the best.
Had me pissing.
So definitely The Spy Who Shagged Me, for sure.
Second one had me pissing, bro. The Seth Green.
Oh, God. So good.
Mike Myers back and forth.
So
bro.
Good. What about you?
I think people, because we had this argument.
This is what I'm going to say. And we should end the show.
He's going to say Gold Member.
I think people sleep on three. People sleep on three.
I liked three.
Did you like two?
Because Beyonce can't act.
No, it wasn't about Beyonce. Gold Member was just as funny as Fat Bastard, if not funnier. The character Gold Member was a lot funnier than Fat Bastard as a bad guy. Because Fat Bastard.
I don't know. I thought Fat Bastard was funny.
Fat Bastard was funny, but Gold Member was like,
nah, bro.
Yo, yes. I'm
Fat
telling
Bastard
you.
Did the fucking. The
Bring
fart
up a Gold Member clip.
When the nigga said, all right, when he farted, he said, all right, let's have a smell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he broke down everything. It smells like somebody's cooking on every floor. Yeah. Oh, that shit happened.
bring up Gold Member clip.
God, that was so funny.
Are we allowed to do that?
Because of licensing, right? I don't know.
Welcome to 1975, Austin Powers.
I mean, it's so funny. Of course it's funny.
Excuse it's funny, but that second one, bruh.
All the movie has made me sweaty. You see,
when he was eating his skin, I thought that was so funny. Collecting skin, putting it in the skin box. That shit made me laugh.
Gold. The look of it. The taste of it. The smell of it. The texture.
Already, I'm telling you, he was a lot funnier than Fat Bastard.
I don't know. I want to see Fat Bastard after this.
Because
he was hilarious.
And he didn't even pick a good clip.
Was fucking amazing. I'm sorry. That second one had me fucking pissing,
bro. Yeah, it was so good.
Third Gold Member minus Beyonce. Even Beyonce couldn't ruin that movie because I was watching and I went,
what the hell was that?
Beyonce didn't ruin this movie.
First of all, are you kidding?
Yo.
This is so funny, Monroe.
No, this is funny, but I'm telling you, don't sleep on Gold Member.
May I present to you my spy in the Ministry of Defense, Fat Bastard.
And he goes, I want to eat your baby.
Where's your shitter? I've got a turtle head Pokemon. Charming.
All right.
It's so much better.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
Oh, nice. I'm getting all emotional.
You are, bro.
All right.
Oh, God. And Rob Lowe. Wow, I forgot Rob Lowe.
No, man.
Wow. Okay.
But all three of that's good. A killer franchise.
Yeah,
though,
killer fucking franchise.
Yeah.
Killer franchise. And Home Alone could have went that way.
It could. If they would have gave Macaulay a third
you
one.
You think Macaulay got too old? You think he chose or they chose to get a new person?
I think it was... It was just different. John Hughes had nothing to do with the third Home Alone, right?
Yeah, man.
So I think it was a different group of writers. It was probably a different decision. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin is like, if the original people aren't going to be
part of
it. But
after that second one, you know that motherfucker was hotboxing in the Lamborghini truck.
Oh, 100%.
That boy. Yeah. 100%. Holy, didn't give a fuck. He was there.
Yeah.
He was hotboxing in the Lambo truck. Like, I'm good.
His brother's on my favorite show, Succession.
Which, yeah, his brother's also very good.
He's great.
Apparently, he was supposed to do them back-to-back, Home Alone.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2 and then Home Alone 3, but he didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for him then. Was it made by John Hughes?
1 second.
Wow, 1997. Jesus Christ. We're old.
Get over it.
But enjoy
so
it.
So bad.
I like being old.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
You're not old.
36.
What do you mean? How old are you?
I'm 29.
You older than both of us.
I'm younger than both of us. Nah, I'm 36, but I feel a solid 45.
Yeah.
Not health wise, but just mentally.
Yeah, John Hughes.
It was John Hughes?
Wow. So Macaulay said, I'm not doing it. He's like, I'm an adult now. It's 1997. I'm a grown man. He cashed those checks and he was like, I'm done.
Yeah,
look, they shouldn't have called it Home Alone 3. They definitely
wait,
should have called it
Home Alone 4?
Yeah, but that's garbage.
Come on.
That's what the dude from Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No. One of the bad guys is from Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, Fish?
Yeah. The fish face dude.
Oh,
him.
They tried to make him do the hands? Come
yeah,
on.
That
Don't
dude
do that.
That.
No, man.
I always looked at him as like the new Ernest.
Okay.
Remember Ernest
P. Worrell.
Yeah, I always looked at him as he could have been the new Ernest
French
P. Worrell.
Was his name, French.
Right.
Yeah, French was funny though. French was on Drew Carey's show as well.
Yeah, French.
And Third Rock from Sun. He was very funny.
Home Alone 4. Yeah. Will Smith is in Home Alone 4.
Really?
Really? Oh, okay. No, what? Oh, shit.
Well, shit.
Oh, shit, it's time to go. We've had a great time with you, Carly.
Time. Thank you guys for having me.
For your stuff. What do you want to tell the people about? We're about to drop that music. Right now.
Let the people know. Let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter at Carly Aquilino, and I have a podcast called Secret Keepers Club.
Secret Keepers Club.
They keep a secret, cause all the secrets.
Put it in the box. And shut the fuck up. Secret Meters Club, what was it called?
Keepers.
Secret Keepers Club.
Secret Meters.
It's improv singing. All right,
I
what
did
you got,
it. It was fun. I did it.
Monroe's face and healed up.
It's healing up.
Tell them what you're doing, nigga.
I'm doing shit. This podcast and stand up.
Podcast
so
and
make
stand
sure
up.
You listen.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
follow me on all platforms, baby. Monroe Martin, I on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's good.
Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, but listen, ladies and gentlemen, follow me at the Great Boy on Instagram. Mm. I got all the characters, and the old man Gaines is in a new cartoon that I'm about to put out through my iPhone because the iPhone got the Animoji shit on my new iPhone.
Yeah.
And what else got to go going on? Just watch King of Staten Island, Last OG. Carly's also on King of Staten Island. So she has some very, 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 very funny lines in there. And it's a good movie overall. And Last OG is still on Netflix. And there's a rumor there's a season 4 coming out. So we'll see.
Oh, but hopefully it's not like Home Alone 3.
Or Home Alone 4.
Home Alone 4.
It better not be like Home Alone 4, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, man. That's the one you can get from the dollar store. That's the Home Alone from the dollar store. But anyway. Thank you.
Yeah.
Listeners, subscribe.
Make sure.
Always subscribe. This one's coming out. We got Chef Harold. We got Ari Shaffir. And we got funny shit coming out soon. So stay tuned. This has been Close It Out, Murrow.
This has been another episode of No Need for Apology.
Yeah. Stinking asses.